Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Perek Ezehu Neshach, and we are up to Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin in Bav Metzia. Ein poskin ala peiros. You can't set a price for peiros in advance if you don't have those peiros right now. Ad sheyetzei hashar, unless the market price becomes something that's known. But before that, you're not going to be able to buy those peiros for this amount of money, and therefore we don't consider it that you have it. But once it's Yotza Ashar, once there's like a known market price, then poskin, then you could set a price even though you don't have the payros yet, because they're readily accessible in the shuk. You could just, once there's a market price, you can go out and buy them for that amount, so that's considered that you have it. Because even though you may not have the payros, somebody has the payros and they're readily available in the shuk. So that's if you don't have the payros. What if you do have the payros? So hayahu tchila Kotzim. If this guy that's selling the peiros was the first person to actually be kotzer his field, to harvest the grain in his field, so he's got stuff that's ready to go, but there's no market price yet. So buyer is able to set the price and pay for that stack of grain, even though it's not ready to be sold yet. There's a lot of stuff that you have to do to it. Yeah, you have to even out the pile, and you have to thresh it, and you have to do all that stuff, but it's there. And the same is true when it comes to a bowl full of grapes, not a bowl, like a giant bowl full of grapes. V'ala matzah shel zeisim, and the same is true for the giant vat of olives. V'ala beitzim shel yotzer, and the same is true with the beitzim that a potter uses. It's the thing he would use to be able to form the pottery into the shape of a kli. V'ala seed mishashiko b'kivshan, and for the seed that they're gonna put into a furnace. That's what the Bartunur says, that they use it to. Bartunur writes, "Posikim obe eza shar shiyirta mishishke enu bekivshane eitzim va'avanim lisrof velasos mehen seed." Meaning, it's not yet fully processed seed, but it's going to be put into a kivshan in order to be turned into fully processed seed. So all of these things are things that are not yet fully processed and not ready to go to market, but you have the raw materials with which to produce the things that are ready to go to market. So says the Mishnah, posikamal zevel kol yom hashana. You could always set a price in advance for zevel, for fertilizer, throughout the whole year, even though not everybody has it throughout the year. You could always set a price. Rav Yossi omer in posikamal zevel umkein haisel zevel ba ashpa. Rav Yossi says no, you need to actually have the fertilizer in your ashpa in order to set a price for it. That it's not enough that it even be the time of year where it's available. You need to actually have it. V'cham matirin, and the Cham says that you could pay in advance even if you don't actually have it, as long as it's the season where it is readily available. Now, what if you don't have the stuff, but there is a shar in the shuk? So we said in that case, the guy could pay in advance, and because it's as if you have it already, and even if the price goes up, it's not going to be a problem of ribbis. Now, what if the guy buying it is not concerned the price is going to go up? That would be a win for him. He's worried the price might go down. He could set the price in advance on with a tenai that if the price goes down, then the guy who's selling it to him is going to give him the better price. He's going to give him the future price. And you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Huda, that even if they didn't make such a condition, they didn't actually say so, he could tell the seller, give me this stuff at the lower price, or just give me my money back, because we agreed to make a purchase, but we haven't actually made the purchase yet, so I could still back out. And if you don't want to give me my money back, then give me the stuff at today's price. Mishnah Ches, Mal Vadimus Arisov Chitin B'Chitin Lazera. A person can lend his sharecroppers Chitin in exchange for Chitin. Meaning, now we're talking about not lending money. This is what's called Sa'a B'Sa'a. I'm going to give you X amount of wheat. You'll give me back X amount of wheat. So the the he's going to use whatever chitin I give him to plant, and that's not a violation of sa'a b'sa'a, because it's not considered to be a loan. It's considered that he's my sharecropper, so I'm providing some of the raw materials that a sharecropper needs. Avalo lechel, but I'm not allowed to lend it to him for him to use for his own benefit, for him to then pay me back later, because that's a violation of sa'a b'sa'a. Sa'a b'sa'a means I'm going to lend you a pound of sugar today, and you'll pay me back a pound of sugar in a year from now, but sugar might have a different price in a year from now, and therefore it's a violation of Ribbis Mitzvah Rabbanan. Rabbi Raman Gamliel lent his sharecropper wheat for planting in exchange for them to give him back wheat, and he gave it to them when it was very expensive, and then it went down. He gave it to them cheap, and then it went up. And he would only take it back from them for whatever the cheaper of the two prices was, because he was worried that it looks like ribbis. So the Mishnah says, but as we just said in the first part of the Mishnah, that is not actually the halacha. This was a chumrah that he had, that Ram Gamliel had for himself, but the halacha is that it's just considered an investment in the field itself. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we learned about prepaying for stuff that the guy does not yet have. So he said you can't set a price for the payrolls that he does not yet have until there's a set market price, because once there's a set market price, it's considered as if he has it, since it's readily available in the marketplace. If the fellow that you're buying from does actually have it, but he has it more in raw form and it's not yet ready to go to market, he was the first one to harvest the field, so there's no set price yet in the market. There is no market yet, so you are allowed to prepay for those things. That's considered that he has it. And we said when it comes to prepaying for manure, three opinions. The Tanakhama holds that throughout the year, whether you have it, you don't have it available, not available, you are allowed to prepay. Rabbi Yossi says no, you have to actually have it. And the Chum say it has to just be available. You don't have to actually have it. And we said you could pay the buyer. Could agree to a price to pay in advance on the Tanai, that if it goes down in price, he's going to get it at the lower price. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't even need to make it Tanai. You could just say I want my money back, or give it to me at the lower price. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that a person can lend wheat to his sharecroppers to get back that same amount of wheat, and it's not a violation of sub sub, because it's just one of the things that you provide your sharecroppers. But if you're giving it to him to eat and not to plant, that's a problem. And the reason we need to say that is because Rabbi Gamliel used to only take it back at the lower price, whether it went up in value or down in value, but that's not because that's a halacha. If you give wheat to your sharecroppers to plant, there's no halacha that you have to take it back at the low price. Rabbi Gamliel was just being machmir al atzmo. Next time we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Tes.